Hello, everyone. This is your weekly Sky Sports Radio podcast preview for racing at Rose Hill on Saturday. And what a strong meeting it is. The Starlight Stakes, the Festival, and the ATC Cup. And Paul Joyce is joining us, our weekly form analyst. Paul, gee, this is a strong program.
Hello, Andrew. Yes, it's a strong program indeed. And I'll tell you what, it's a tricky program. I've pored over the form for hours with this one. And, I'll tell you what, if we get the quaddy, I think it'll pay well. Wouldn't be surprised if we get a few upset results, especially in the last four races, because it's very, very open racing on Saturday.
Okay, now the suggestion is the weather's obviously warming up, and with that there's the threat of maybe a storm, but you'd feel at this stage we're going to be on a good track.
Yeah, these tips are done for a genuine good, Andrew, a good three. Look, we've raced at Rose Hill the past couple of Saturdays on good tracks, and look, I love the way it's been racing. It's when the pressure's on, the back markers configure, and when the pressure's not on, the on-pace seem to dominate. So that's how Rose Hill plays during the summer, and it's good to see it's playing as usual this year.
And this week, the rail is at 3 metres after being in the true last week. All right, let's get stuck into it, mate. This is a beauty. I've been talking about this race for 2 or 3 weeks, the Starlight Stakes. Now, how much pace in this 1,100-metre race?
Yeah, look, they should move along at a good pace. I mean, we've got Didn't Cost a Lot down from Brisbane, who's a noted speedster. Furo's Drawn Wide, who loves to race on pace. You've got the likes of Ins and Out, who can settle forward if they desire. And we've also got Prince Famous, who led throughout over 1,100 last start. So you'd have to think the pace would be on. The couple of query runners here is Shiraz. Do they go back from the wide draw or go forward? He has done both in his two trials for Kim Waugh. So he's, for me, probably one of the most interesting runners in the race.
Okay. Who wins it?
Good question. I wish I knew. We could make plenty of money, but I'll give you my selections. Look, I've gone as wide as I could. I've got 5 runners, and I'm still not convinced we've got the winner. So hold your breath. I've got 12, 9, 1, 3, and 4. 12, 9, 1, 3, 4. So number 12 on top, Prince Famous. Look, at the weights, you probably struggle to find him because he was on the limit last start. He's on the limit again here, but he's jumping from a benchmark 93 into a listed race. So big step up in class. But what I loved about this horse was he's just the dominance of his first up win and the arrogance of it. He came from a wide gate. He led comfortably. He was never in danger, and he had a length and a half on some pretty good horses on the line, such as Curo and Press Report. His sectionals were good. Obviously, he's had a tie back operation before that first up run during his spell, and that just could be the making of this horse. He's still very lightly raced. He's from the right stable, Peter and Paul Snowden, and we've got the informed jockey of the summer in Kieran McAvoy aboard. So from the front or outside the lead, I think Prince Famous will give you a terrific run for your money, and I've got him on top. But as I said, it's an open affair. I've got the 9 Supreme Effort in for second. This horse, for example, meets Prince Famous 6 kilos better for when they last clashed, and he was only beaten 2 lengths there. So on weight, he should turn the tables. The only problem with Supreme Effort is he does have a bit of a backmarker racing pattern, which can be difficult here at Rose Hill. But if he gets the breaks from that good barrier, it wouldn't surprise me if he won. Number 1, Shiraz, the class runner. Stats at Rose Hill are outstanding. 2 trials for Kim Waugh have been terrific. Whether he's a good track horse or more of a wet tracker, that's probably the query with him. But his stats say he loves a good track. 14 starts for 6 wins and 2 seconds. Probably the barrier is the key there. But as I said, he can go forward or back. He's just got to go into your quaddy. Number 3, Didn't Cost a Lot. Massive odds about this horse. Put the pen through his first up run at Eagle Farm. Before that, and especially last prep, this horse won the George Moore Stakes up at Doomben by 3.5 lengths. That was a Group 3 race. I think he's been going terrific for Tony Gollan, and he'll give a good side at odds. And the 4, Hussein Eagle. He's probably the best of the back markers that I could find. First up win at Sandown was outstanding, and of course he won that Magic Million Sprint going back last summer. So it's 12, 9, 1, 3 and 4. Gee, we've got some runners going for us there, Andrew. I hope we get through that first leg.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot and get your thoughts, because this is what we pay the big bucks for, Paul. Naita, you've left it out, the 13. What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, I've left Naita out. And look, she was a tough one to leave out. But in the end of the day, the 2 points I came back to, first of all, was the odds. She's the raging $2.70 favourite. So there's no value with her. But the main query with her is, she's just out of her class. You know, she's coming off a benchmark 78 win and super convincing, but she's only an 81 rating mare. She's getting in here on 54 kilos. She's 8.5 kilos above what she should be carrying. So by that, you can basically say if it was a strict handicap, she'd be down on 45.5 kilos. But because the limit's 54, that's what she's got to carry. So for me, She's also a back marker. She's also drawn wide. Mm. There's a couple of negatives there, Andrew, and at that sort of price, if, you know, when I'm thinking who do I leave out, I'd rather leave out a short price favourite than leave out something at $21 that wins the first leg. So that's the reasoning, but, you know, I could end up with egg on my face there.
No, we've explained it well there, and that's what our podcast followers are after. So it's 12, 9, 1, 3, and 4 in a very competitive Starlight Stakes. Second leg of the quaddie there on Saturday is the 2,000-metre ATC Cup, Paul.
Yeah, good speed, Andrew. We've got a good-sized field. We've got some pace drawn down in the weights here, so expect them to roll along. I like this race as far as having a bet goes. I've got a good value bet for our listeners. I'm going with number one, Mighty Lucky. I've got 1, 3, 5, and 4 going into the quaddy, but I'm a massive fan of this Mighty Lucky at the big odds. You know, we're getting close to $21 about this horse, and he's had one start at 2,000 for a win. It was only two starts ago he was going around in the Epsom Handicap behind Haraki, Bibiani, McIntosh. The only flop was really at Hawkesbury in the Ladies' Day Cup when he was sent out favourite and he ran 6 feet and 4 lengths behind Famous Seamus. And look, for him it was a disappointing run because he's a horse that always puts in. But horses can do that at Hawkesbury, especially on those hard tracks up there. So if you can forgive that one run, this horse has the right form for the race. He's obviously the best horse in the race because he's got the top weight. And as I said, the one start we've seen him at 2,000, he absolutely trotted in, and it was around this time last year in the Summer Cup. So give Mighty Lucky another chance. He's got the right form lines. He's definitely good enough to win the race, and I think he's terrific overs. So number one, Mighty Lucky on top here. To beat the three, Closing Bell for Chris Waller, a former US stayer who's running Group 1 races over there. He's got the blinkers on first time at his third run back from a spell, so don't be surprised if he jumps out of the ground. The five, Beyond Thankful, massive odds. Throw it into the quaddie. No luck in second up at Rose Hill, so he could be a big improver here, third up at around about $50. And the best of the rest, I thought number four, Malice, could improve. James Doyle jumps aboard, replacing the apprentice from last start. And if he gets some luck from a tricky draw, he's definitely going to be competitive. So 1, 3, 5, and 4, but have something each way on number one.
Okay, Mighty Lucky there for Chris O'Brien. Race 8, another of the big feature races is the Festival Stakes. Duca Valentinwa, number 14's been scratched. It's being saved for the last race. This one over the 1,500 metres, Paul.
Yeah, and the pace is drawn wide here, Andrew, which is terrific. The Religious Fire will have to do a little bit of work to get across and lead. I expect it to find the front. The Foreign Prince will obviously come across. And there's another one drawn out there as well, number 13. I'll just turn the page here.
Sweet Redemption.
Sweet Redemption for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. So obviously she's a real speedster. So I think Religious Fire won't get a picnic in front as it did the other day. But in saying that, gee, he looked good in the yard and he was strong through the line. So here are my numbers, 1, 6, 5, and 8. Number one, Amavasio on top, coming up from Melbourne. A terrific run in the Chatham Stakes down there, which is a Group 3 race behind Regis, A-Rod, and Federal. I thought he hit the line better than anything. And his first up run in the Premier Stakes, which to me has been the go-to form race of the spring. Takedown won it. Rebel Dane finished 7th in it. Well, Amavasio closed off as well as anything in finishing 6th that day. So he's third up into this, which I think will be absolutely perfect. Lovely barrier. It's just behind the speed, probably midfield, and finishes right over the top of them. The class runner, number one, Amavasio. To beat the 6, Religify, who's flying, the query will be the 1,500. We know he gets 1,350 at Rose Hill. He loves Rose Hill, but will he get that last 150? Number 5, Regis, the Victorian. Terrific win in the Chatham Stakes. He has to go in despite a tricky gate. And I thought number 8, Pajaro, did enough first up in the November Handicap behind Religify to suggest he'll be the big improver second up, and he's big odds. 1, 6, 5, and 8 in the third leg.
Righto, and the last, the Tab Handicap at 20 minutes to 6 as we record this on Thursday. Final decision number 9 and 12, Blindwell are out. And as I say, the toppy here running in this race for James Doyle.
Yeah, and I think it'll be winning. I think it's one of the best bets on the card. Number 1, Aducha Valentinois. Wow, my number's in the last 1, 8, 5, and 3. I think they made the right call going back to this race because they've got the lovely barrier here. He can settle a bit closer to them than he had to second up when he went back from a wide gate. And he chased Religify home there much better than anything else. His sectionals were the best in the race. And I'm convinced this horse is really a miler. So I think the 1,500 now is perfect. And I think if they keep him to these distances, he'll be winning plenty of races out here. So we'll go with the one, Ducha Valentinois, on top. To beat number 8 here, I've got it down as a genuine danger, Sir Plush. It's well in the markets. It's been well supported in early betting. Just had to lead off that outside draw last start. He's a lot better ridden off pace. And when I say off pace, he'll be right behind the leaders ready to pounce. and he should get all the favours from a lovely draw. The other two chances for our quaddie, we've got number 5 going in, Redoutable Heart. Only one win from 16 starts, but placed on 9 occasions. And Blake Shin jumps aboard here off a lovely gate second up. I thought the best of the rest was the 3, Cawthon's Power. Forget that first up flop at Rose Hill. He has trialled in between runs, and he did it very easily cruising home in a trial. So he could be an improver at odds. 1, 8, 5, and 3. But I'll be backing the 1 in the last.
Yeah, sounding keen there. Maybe gives James Doyle his first win. Who knows? Race 9, number 1. So it's 1, 8, 5, and 3 in the last. Of course, Paul will be joining us live on Tab Talk on Saturday morning between 10 and 10.30 with the very latest any value with any scratchings that might occur. But, gee, it looks a very competitive quaddy. How much does that cost us?
Yeah, look, it's more than usual, Andrew. It's $32 for 10%. So maybe if you're a smaller punter, you could pay $16 for 5%, because I still think you'll get a good run for your money if we can get through that first leg. That'll be the hurdle. I think if we get through that first leg, we'll have a bit of fun with this one.
Good on you, mate. Great to get that early information for our podcast followers, and we'll chat on Saturday morning.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst, and our podcast preview for the Australian Turf Club meeting on Saturday at Rose Hill.